Welcome to Radio Free Will, a podcast for sovereign people. I'm back on the towpath again today. Got a little bit of a late start because it's a gorgeous day in January, and I wanted to do some chopping of some woods. I took a couple of trees down and had to finish chopping them up. We did have some more rain and some more flooding. But the weather broke. We had a couple of trees go down, but they were back in the woods. Mostly elm trees, or not elm trees, ash trees that died because of the emerald ash borer. But no damage done. Got a little bit of chopping to do. Here we can see, I don't know if you could see, the geese are liking the flooding. I guess they can get to different feeding areas that they can't normally get to. And besides, they can float the whole time. So flooding, I guess, doesn't bother them. But as I said, it's a gorgeous January day. Oh, let's see, there's different kinds of ducks for you. Hopefully you can see that. Still getting used to this controller. They're all getting away before I can focus up. But I'm gonna hold off on talking about climate change. I do have some questions, concerns about what the official narrative is regarding climate change. And I want to be able to pose a bunch of questions to my audience. But today's topic is going to be central bank digital currency, CBDCs. I know some of you are probably aware of what they are. Other people might not be. Seems like the whole world is going digital. It's crazy. Because you got all this beautiful nature, analog stuff. Why do you want to live in a digital world? I don't get it. So central bank digital currency supposedly is going to be rolled out over the course of the next couple of years. Banks have been experimenting with it. And I think they're just waiting for some kind of disaster, like much like the 2008 mortgage crisis, where the banks started failing and stuff, and then they're going to roll this stuff out and save everybody. Now, I don't think they'll be saving anybody. I think they're going to be enslaving people. You got, there was an old saying, used to be, cash is king. Remember that, folks? Cash is king. Everybody wanted cash. The cash works great. But, for the most part, me personally, I tend to use credit cards. That's a digital currency, right? I make sure to pay it off every month, because there's no way I'm paying 18% interest or anything like that. People have debit cards. That's a digital currency. They have Zelle. I never really used it, but supposedly folks are using it. Seems to be popular. Now, when they go to the central bank digital currency, every transaction is going to be put in a ledger and be tracked. So, if you have, if your little kid wants to do a lemonade stand, if your little kid wants to do a lemonade stand, you're going to have to break out your phone, hope that the little kid has a phone, just to buy a glass of lemonade. Seems ridiculous. Instead of just throwing down $2 or $5 for the lemonade. Or if, supposing you're going to the store and your neighbor says, pick me up a dozen eggs. George, pick me up a dozen eggs. Sure, I'd be happy to. Eggs might not be the best example. Let's go for, let me see. I need some flowers to give to my wife. George, pick me up a bouquet of flowers. I'll pay you back. So I got to pay for the flowers that get taxed. Then when I go to collect the money from my neighbor, that's going to get taxed again. Because, like I said, every transaction will be tracked. That seems ridiculous. Why would people want to do that? Now, plus, everybody's going to be forced to have a phone. I gotta say, I have complaints about the phone. Can't stand it. I have a lot of siblings and stuff like that. When they all start texting each other, the phone is just dinging off the hook. Can't get any, it's hard to concentrate with the phone constantly dinging. And I don't like to be tracked. I do have a phone. The only one I don't mind being tracked by is my wife. I don't want the government to track me. I certainly don't want them to hear all the phone calls and all the text, read all the text messages and stuff like that. If they do do it, how come we don't have access to their information? We're the public. We deserve to have it. We're paying for it. But, much like the, when they do roll out this system, it's going to be linked with the social credit system. So everything that you do, everything that you read, everything that you post will go onto that credit score. Or when you go to buy gasoline, you're going to have a credit score on there. So you're going to be taxed, carbon tax. You're not going to have a choice. It's just going to be taken out. Gasoline's already taxed way too much anyway. And supposedly it's to maintain the roads, but a lot of roads here in New Jersey, I don't see it. But when they do stuff, it's I can't get over the expense. Howdy. So once there's a social credit score system in place, much like China, you're going to be self-censoring yourself, because people aren't going to want to take a chance on their credit score going down. Otherwise, they might lose. They might have money taken out. Plus, this CBDC, there's going to be a time limit on when you can spend the money. So you won't be able to save. You won't, you're going to be forced to spend money, which you might not want to do. Now, and I'm not making this stuff up. It's widely available. It's called programmable money. You can read about it if you do a little research. Gotta watch my step here. Slippery, and the stones aren't in good shape. So, let's take a look at now, I have a few questions about how this is going to work. I had mentioned credit cards earlier. 18% interest. Some people have 21% interest. Do you think bankers are really going to want to do that? They're going to want to give that up? I don't think so. Or mortgages. You think they're going to want to give up mortgages? they make a lot of money doing that. And it's all from printing money out of thin air. Like, I do not like the Federal Reserve System. They can just print money anytime they want. The same thing's gonna happen with the digital currency. Oh, we need to increase the money supply. Let's just put some more digits in the system. Not quite sure how it's gonna work, but supposedly it's coming. Like, how did we get into this system, this Federal Reserve System, where unelected people have the ability to print money? So all they're doing is printing money, loan it to the US government, they profit from that loan. It's crazy. If we want to tax people, why don't we tax the Federal Reserve System? That's what I'm saying. You don't want to give up cash. I do like to have a little bit of cash on me all the time. Like I said, I don't use it. I mostly use my credit card. Hope I'm not coming off like a hypocrite. But I would like some transactions to be discreet. You cut your neighbor's lawn. What do you want to get involved with CBDC just to collect $40? People are going to not want to do that. So probably what will happen is that there's going to be a big black market. Or people will use cryptos, which is a cryptocurrency. But as of now, it's not run by the Federal Reserve or governments or whatever, so that might be a safer route to go. But keep cash on hand. You know, it's like if there is a crypto CBDC, what happens when the electricity goes out? Electricity went out all across the Eastern Seaboard the other day. Those people won't be able to have access to their money, huh? I don't know. I guess it's all part of you'll own nothing and be happy. I tell you, people ain't gonna be happy. And it's time for everybody to have a voice. We can't let these elite people make all the decisions. Howdy. If we do live in a democracy, why are they implementing the rules and the procedures of the way society runs without any of us having a say? All Oh, I just thought of something. During the election season, if we have a CBDC, do you think folks are going to donate using the CBDC? Supposing I liked an independent party person and wanted to give them money. Was my social credit system going to go down? I don't know. It would be very easy to control how much money a certain candidate gets. Anyway, that's something to look forward to. It's supposed to be rolling out sometime over the course of the next year or two, supposedly, if they have all the kinks worked out. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
They have a guy, and he's named like...
Anyway. I think I will stop there. Hopefully in an upcoming episode I will be talking about, like I mentioned, climate change. My questions, my concerns. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Or watching if you watch the video. And everybody take care.